This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
What's going on, guys? We have a beautiful remote code execution bug in Node.js. Well, correction, it's in one Node.js package. I guess you can call it a Node.js bug because it's a package, right? And it's called changelog library. So in this video, I want to go through the bug. I'm going to show you the actual code because it's an open source code. So I'm going to show the code and how does it happen and all that jazz. It's going to be an interesting video, guys. So stay tuned. So turns out yesterday, July 20th, 2020, the GitHub security team found a remote code execution bug. And if you're not familiar, an RCE bug is basically when you allow the user to input some arbitrary string and that string goes into your libraries and packages and end up into a place where it shouldn't end up, and the system accidentally tries to execute that string as an actual code. So it end up in this case, particular case, bash script, right? So like rm-rf dot, that's a bash script and you can run it. And if you're running Node.js as root, tough luck, man. All right, so that's a remote execution bug, right? And this is the article. I'm going to reference it below. It goes into the Node.js. This package, changelog, it's being used by 20,000 projects. And it is basically the change control for your application. I never used it, but from what reading, it allows you to version your code, to swap releases, to say, okay, this code is release 1. This is release 1.1, the 1.2. So obviously it's a very popular feature, right? And here's the thing, guys. This is the package, right? Standard version. I don't know for you. If you're using it, just be aware. I believe even if you're using it, you're still in the clear unless you're using that particular property that we're going to talk about that causes the remote execution code. And what this version application does, it just allows you to version your code. So it's like, okay, hey, this is version 1, release 1, and some comments. And this is the part where it gets interesting, right? So you can just install this and start using it, and you can version your code, right? And here's how this is the security vulnerability report that goes in as the version and everything, right? And here's how you can use it. This particular property is what causes the injection attack. And essentially, what this property does is allow you to add messages to the release that you just stacked. Exactly like git tag. This is exactly like git tag dash m. So dash m allows you to add basically the tagging message, right? So whatever you put in this text is gonna go into dash m into this. That's what it is, right? And as a result, what those smart people and GitHub did, it's like, okay, let's inject a string with double tick mark like that and add a bash script. So they added blob, but they added tick mark, and then this is an actual touch is a bash command, right? Where you can create a file. This is just to prove the concept, but you might as well just do rm-rf, right? Dot. That just kills everything in your current directory. And then when they run this Node.js test.js, that exploit file was created as a result of running this code. So pretty bad, right, guys? So that's essentially what this bug is. And if you're using standard version, and if you're utilizing the release commit message, right, and you somehow have this string fed by some other unsanitized input from the user, then you need to worry. If you don't have these three, I wouldn't call this a high security. I think it's labeled as high, but I wouldn't call it high, to be honest. So what happened, guys? What happened? Let me move myself a little bit here. This is what happened, right? Git tag, it just tagged the current branch or release with that message that you put on. But look at the code here. I'm going to go to the code actually now. Right? Oh, I can move myself back up. Look at the code, guys. This is the code. I went back to the issue where they introduced release commit message format. And look at the code. It's so beautiful. So basically what the code does is it technically runs the git command with a commit. It's actually, there are two places. When you commit, you can pass a dash m, and they pass in that format commit message with the release message, whatever the string that we have, they pass it in. And apparently, the run execute command, however they executed, interpreted this as two commands, the git, and when we added the tick, that executed a completely another command, right? So if you had another command in this case, right, git touch or bash or rm, that will essentially execute it, because look at that. This is just executing a command, right? Command prompt, git commit. And it's very interesting. We have two places where this is executed, right? Git tag and git execute, git commit. So yeah, very interesting, guys, isn't it? So that's basically the video. She's talking about that vulnerability. But I want you to also think about the places. I definitely have run into places where I ask the user to take an input and I shove it down some sort of execution engine without sanitizing, right? Because you can't possibly, as a backend engineer, think of all these possible scenarios. You need to be really well trained and versed by all these attacks, right? So I hope this, guys, just gives you like a flavor of what things that we need to deal with as backend engineers, as security engineers in general. And it's a very interesting bug. Again, I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think it's a huge security risk. I don't believe it was fixed, to be honest, yet, as far as we're speaking here, right? Looking at this security, there is a thing here. The security policy, so just a security policy. What is that? There is a flag, but I don't think it was just reported yesterday, I believe. And I jumped into the reporting immediately, right after I learned about it. So very, very, very interesting bug. And 20,000 project uses this. And you would, if we look at the how, when was this feature added, let's be honest, it was added May 2019. How many people started using this release commit message format since then, that date, of those 20,000 projects? Very few. And of those few that uses those property, I believe very few will add some sort of a arbitrary input for the user to actually execute, to actually just pass in whatever the user inputs. Like, when I say user here, I mean a client to the Node.js, and could be express application, could be from the user itself, could be from normal things. So it is really, really hard to execute this remote code vulnerability, I believe, right? Especially because we don't get allow the user to enter their own message, right? Especially when you create a version, that's a significant release, right? That's a significant task, creating a release, creating a version. It's a big thing. We cannot just create a version out of the crowd. You don't let the users do that, right? So, again, it's a good find. and will definitely allow us to pay attention to our code, right? I'm not talking about changelog here, code that we write as backend engineers, to kind of let it sink, man. This is big stuff, man. This is cool stuff. So yeah, I don't think it's a big. I think it's a low at best. Meh, medium at best, but definitely not high. All right, guys, what do you think about this bug? Do you think it's high? Really risky? Did I miss something where people can actually exploit this at a remote code execution bug to execute bad stuff? Or no, it could be like low or medium to you. Let me know in the comment section below. And I'll see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome. Check out the other content in this channel. I don't only talk about backend news. I talk about everything backend, engineering and security, stuff like that. Stuff that particularly interests me. Check out this content in the channel. So much stuff. See you in the next one. Goodbye.